Good evening, folks. Welcome back to Bob's Victory Grill. You're listening to SEC Recruiting with Vernon Bone here on the new Tide 99.1 and Tide99.1.com. It's my pleasure to bring in on that Lee Automotive Mercedes-Benz hotline linebacker out of Auburn, Auburn High School, Rashawn Evans. Rashawn, how you doing this evening, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
I'm doing good. We tried to get you on a couple weeks back, but we appreciate you staying patient with us and joining us this weekend. You got through the holidays, everything going straight. When you getting back in the weight room, how's the off-season program going for you?
Really, I'm just, once again, man, just taking my time, man, just to, really get a good look at everything. And really right now, what I've been doing is, really just been focusing on myself, just been doing weights and also doing just, schoolwork and all those, just a little things for real, man, before I get so caught up into the recruiting process, because I know a week from now, actually, I'll be going, it'll be a big week for me, with the officials and all those things, those will pretty much be the deciding factors on which team I commit to.
We're visiting with Rivals 100 linebacker Rashawn Evans out of Auburn High School, a guy that I feel like next week when the final Rivals 100 rankings come out, he will be a five-star recruit on Rivals.com, in my opinion, one of the best football players in the entire country. Rashawn, in the last few weeks, I guess the last month, you've been had a privilege to play in the state championship. You've played in the Alabama-Mississippi All-Star game and in the Under Armour All-America game. What's that experience been like playing in those All-Star events? How much fun did you have, competing with the nation's best prospects?
I had a lot of fun, man. Just competing with those guys, it's always fun, getting back, getting a chance to get to play against some of the guys you always hear about, it's always fun doing that. And also, the fun thing about it, if you really think about it, some of those guys that was actually playing in that game, I actually probably playing in college, So it's always good, man. And, just developing relationships, with those guys, at the All-Star games like that is always, a good thing, because, a lot of those relationships, you'll be continuing to college, like I said. But it was always fun, man, just playing against those guys.
Well, I know that you look at the recruiting rankings and you see a lot of these guys that you've heard about for years. Who are the guys that you look forward to going up against down in Orlando, and then who lived up to that hype that you thought was really good?
A lot of those guys, we just also really a lot of guys I was playing with, probably I would say Trey, me and him, we got a big really really good relationship, and also playing against Cameron Robinson, off the top, it's always fun going against him, and also who else? I would probably say Leonard Fournette, also going on practice, try to tackle Rock, Rock Thomas. It's always fun doing that, man. But, playing against those guys, man, just with the talent that they have, man, it really gives you a good, look at how SEC football and SEC type caliber on players that you'll be going against.
You mentioned Rock Thomas and Trey Williams, two five-star recruits who are both committed to Auburn. You mentioned Cameron Robinson, who's committed to Alabama, another five-star recruit. How much recruiting was going on during these All-Star events? I mean, I know that I was around you throughout the entire week. I kept hearing people come up to you say War Eagle or Roll Tide. But, besides that, how much were these guys talking to you throughout the week?
Oh, man, I mean, if you really want to talk about that, I mean, as far as recruiting, man, it's almost like they're professional recruiters themselves. I mean, it's kind of crazy how they kind of developed that over the months and stuff like that. But yeah, just with Trey, him with Auburn, he's been recruiting me ever since he committed, and even before that, a little bit before he was actually considered Auburn, a lot of the Alabama players commitments that Cam and Bo, actually Bo. Bo probably be the leading guy over there, recruiting me and Bo real cool. So I would probably say out of those two guys, it would probably be, neck and neck, man. I mean, those guys, they come at me real hard, just with all the things on reasons why I should go to the school. And it's always the reason that they always bring up, just for playing with them and stuff like that. It's always fun. But yeah, I'll probably say that those two guys, just from both of those teams, they'll probably be the heaviest recruiters out of both of them.
Visiting with Rivals 100 linebacker Rashawn Evans. Rashawn, what's going to be the single biggest factor in your decision of where you want to play college ball?
Oh, man. I would probably, really right now, I think I've seen everything I needed to see. Just with the campus and also the relationships that I built, you know, with the guys, with the players and also the coaches. I'm probably, to be honest, which I think is just going to come down to, you know, if I feel that the school is just really off of the base, off the feeling, man. If it just feels right, I guess it's all really all I can go by, because, I mean, all the things that I really want to find out, you know, I've already found that out, you know, early in my process.
Visiting with Rivals 100 linebacker Rashawn Evans. Rashawn, official visits start for you this weekend with Alabama, and then next weekend you're going to Auburn. I do not think you have a official visit set up for that last weekend on January the 31st yet. And I know that you've already visited UCLA. Is it down to those three schools right there?
I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
Has it come down to those three schools, Alabama, Auburn, and UCLA for you?
Yeah, it has. It has come down to just those three schools. I felt like, you know, those three schools were pretty much the teams that were actually standing out to me. And, you know, they definitely been consistent throughout my whole recruiting process. And I just felt like, you know, just for those three that they, you know, they just, you know, deserve to stay in my top three. And, you know, and also that, you know, just with the fact that, you know, like I said, you know, the visits and all that stuff, you know, developing relationships with the coaches and the players and all that, you know, all that kind of combined into the fact of putting this top three, which is, you know, UCLA, Auburn, Alabama, you know, it definitely went into the fact that, you know, putting those guys out there, you know, was pretty much the top three schools, that's pretty much best for me.
Rivals 100, Rashawn Evans. Rashawn, I played fullback. I tried to, not hence the word try, to model my game after Mike Allstott. You got a guy that you look up to that you say, you know, this is who I want to emulate. You watch him on Sundays or maybe even on Saturdays now, and you say, hey, man, that's what I want Rashawn Evans to look like.
Yeah, I'll probably say you know, DeMarcus Ware. He's probably the top. You know, really, I've just been watching him throughout my whole, I mean, just with me playing football in general, you know, I've been watching him for so long, you know, and him coming out of Auburn, you know, it's kind of like, you know, a lot of the people that I know here, you know, are relatives to him, and also that, you know, just with that fact, you know, it's always a good feeling, you know, for me, you know, to actually see somebody, you know, out of the town that I came from and actually make it, you know, it's always a good feeling, you know, it always gives me, you know, pretty much a boost of confidence. That I can
achieve
the same goals that he did.
Well, Rashawn Evans, Rivals 100 linebacker from Auburn High School. Rashawn, you got these two official visits coming up, Alabama this weekend, Auburn on January the 24th. We talked before, you were thinking about taking that final official visit on January the 31st and then making that decision on signing day. With Georgia being eliminated from the competition, do you feel like you're still going to make a decision on signing day, or are you going to possibly make it before then?
I really think goal right now is to, you know, to make my commitment on signing day. I feel like that's probably the safest, you know, decision that for me as far as commitment wise right now. Like I said, man, really for me this is the hardest deal. I really don't want to rush anything and, you know, make a premature, you know, decision. You know, I really don't want to be that guy, you know, that commits and then he can, like, you know, once I commit, I'm committed to the next 3 to 4 years. That's the reason why I've been about my whole school, man, just, you know, taking my time. You know, I really just want to be the right decision.
Well, right now you've got these two final visits. You've been to Auburn numerous times. You've been to Alabama several times as well. What are you looking forward to most about these trips that are coming up, these final visits? I know, you know, you've got a relationship with the coaches. You know, I think you know everything about the programs and what they have to offer. But what do you look forward to most about these final two trips?
I'll probably say that, you know, really the one-on-one time with the coaches, you know, really, actually, laying out the game, pretty much seeing the game plan as far as, you know, all aspects, whether it be, you know, depth chart, also, you know, how they would use me. I probably think, you know, just with that conversation itself, you know, that definitely played a big role to me on the school that I really want to commit to.
Rivals 100, Rashawn Evans. Rashawn, you know, you're a linebacker, and you've always been really talented, but here within the last several months, you've really shot up, and as Andrew says, he's predicting you to be a five-star when the next recruiting rankings come out. As of right now, you got people from there's a laundry list of programs that would love to have your efforts, like you mentioned, for the next 3 or 4 years. Do you have a definite leader right now, and who is that?
I really don't have a definite leader. Like I said, this whole thing right now is, you know, kind of overwhelming. And that's, you know, like I said, I just want to, you know, take my time and not really put out a leader. To be honest with you, I think I may have a leader after all of my business, you know, probably, you know, that 1st of January or maybe the 31st itself. But just right now, you know, I think I got to take the officials because, you know, those officials will really be the deciding factor on who I commit to. So I'll just be honest with you.
Well, Rivals 100 linebacker Rashawn Evans. Rashawn, thank you so much for joining the Baron and Bone show this evening, man. I look forward to catching up with you this weekend after that official visit to Alabama, and also next weekend, and after the visit to Auburn. And, you know, really look forward to watching how things unfold over the next few weeks for you. Good luck. Tell the family hello for me, and we'll talk to you down the road, okay?
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Rashawn.
That's Rivals 100 linebacker Rashawn Evans out of Auburn High School. And this is a guy, he's been on everyone's radar, but since that Alabama-Mississippi All-Star game, he's really gained a lot of momentum.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I was really impressed with him in the in the Class 6A state championship game when he played against Hoover. I thought he was the best player on the field in that game, despite the Auburn loss. And then watching him perform with all the elite players in the state at the Alabama-Mississippi All-Star game certainly lived up to that hype. And then another great performance down in Orlando. And, you know, we certainly try to lobby for some guys in this business, and especially with me being in the state of Alabama, and I lobbied for Rashawn to be a five-star, and I hope that comes through next week.
As Stephanie, our nice waitress, gets us another glass of water, we'll close things down here at Bob's Victory Grill. One more segment left. You got time to get on that Mercedes Lee Automotive Mercedes-Benz hotline, 205-342-9904.
Every play, all season. The best analysis of each game. The home of Alabama sports. The new Tide 99.1.